This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our second segment today. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Wendy Coulter is a medical intuitive. She trains healthcare professionals, wellness professionals to do medical intuition. And we're going to talk about how you can make fast, accurate health assessments on people's health. And I do it. I wouldn't call myself a medical intuitive necessarily, but when you see enough things go wrong in the body, you can kind of see patterns. And so I guess in a way I'm a medical intuitive, but you don't need to have a lot of experience. You just need to know what to look for. You need to look at the clues. Anyway, Wendy is going to be telling us about how to do medical intuition and her medical intuitive training program. She's at thepracticalpath.com if you want to take a look at her website, thepracticalpath.com. We'll talk to Wendy at the bottom of the hour and take your calls in our next segment if we have calls. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products off the website, and we also have blog posts and news stories at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And then please take a look at our skin health products at truthtreatments.com, everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. And also now, back up and running, I'm happy to say, thank you, Robert, for setting that up. Truthnourishment.com has got various longevity products as well as various herbal formulas, Vitalzyme products. And then also G.P. Walsh, my buddy G.P. Walsh, is going to be doing a seminar. I don't see a link to his site on our website. Robert, if you're listening, I don't see G.P. Walsh up at truthnourishment.com, but we're going to get that up for you. Just keep checking back. We also have news stories and blog posts at truthnourishment.com as well. All right, see anything else here? 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking about skin and skin health, but not just skin. I use the skin as a representative of the entire body, except with the skin we can see what's happening. The skin is a portal to the inside of the body. You can actually assess what's going on in the body. It's almost impossible for there not to be some kind of internal breakdown when you have a skin problem, with the rare exceptions of contact issues. And that's how we want to, that's a paradigm shift. That's how we want to start to look at our skin. We've got hundreds of billions spent on skincare products and devices and dermatological visits and procedures and Botox and all the things we do to treat the skin, seemingly oblivious, present company excluded. I'm sure you guys who are listening are not oblivious, but the vast majority of people are completely oblivious to the link between the inside of the body, specifically the digestive system, and psoriasis and eczema and acne. And you know what? If you start talking about this to your friends who have psoriasis and eczema and acne or dry skin or rosacea or hidradenitis suppurativa or whatever skin problem they happen to have, you're going to sound like a genius or a prophet. And when you or a medical intuitive for that matter, when you tell them to get on a good probiotic supplement for their eczema, that's going to sound like Greek. That's going to sound like Martian. That's going to sound like some kind of weird gibberish to people. But you know, from listening to me and listening to this program, or if you pursue this yourself, that the link is so intimate that you pretty much do one move. You just pretty much take one strategic, make one strategic change in how you eat, or how you supplement with to protect your digestive system, or how you supplement in general, and oftentimes skin conditions can completely change. Completely. And if not completely, at least partially. But many times, completely. Many times people just get off of dairy, their acne disappears. Just one example. And if you're new to this program, that may sound like a crazy, like a either an epiphany or pure gibberish to you too. But try it. Try it. There's nothing in the medical model that can do anything for skin problems. Nothing. Zippo. Nada. And I'm not putting down any of my friends in the medical profession because it's not their fault. There's just no tools for that. And they'll tell you there's no tools for that. It's not like this is not an indictment on medicine in general, although I can see how it would be taken as such. The fact is there's no tools for it because it's not a medical thing. It's a lifestyle thing, which is good news and bad news, of course, because it's bad news because it means we got to take responsibility. It's good news because we can take responsibility. It gives us our power back. Yes, it's true. There's nothing you could do. There's no insurance. There's nothing on your health insurance program or health insurance policy that is going to allow for you to get a effective treatment from the medical model for your skin problem. Or any other health problem, but we're talking skin. But there's lots you can do. Lots. I was just listening to the debates yesterday. They were on Medicare for All. That's the big deal, is Medicare for All. People, I don't know if you know about Medicare, but you don't want Medicare for All. Now, I can see for catastrophic kinds of things, and I think there should be some kind of program for catastrophic issues, but for diabetes and obesity and Crohn's disease and dementia, you don't want to be treated. You want to change the way you live your life. And nothing says lifestyle-based illnesses more clearly and loudly and articulately and succinctly than psoriasis or eczema or acne. Now, there's also a major link between the stress response. And this is where it gets kind of a little woo-woo. But as we've been saying, if you hear about the stress response, you hear about relaxation, and you hear about meditation, and you hear about deep breathing, it can sound a little woo-woo if you just hear about it superficially. But if you dive deeper, you'll see that there's a link between meditation and your body, between visualization and your body. I did a moment of truth yesterday on visualization. I'm going to do one probably in the next couple of days on meditation. I'm going to start doing my moment of truth, and I'm going to start talking on this program about these more abstract kind of new agey ideas, for lack of a better term. But the fact is that everything that is new agey has some kind of science behind it. You may not agree with the science. You may say that the science is fudged, but it's all based on some kind of science. Now, when it comes to biology or physiology, you can't even deny it because there's a nervous system that connects your mind to your body, as we've said. It's called the parasympathetic nerve, or the autonomic nervous system, I should say. The autonomic nervous system connects the mind to the body. That is, when you freak out, your blood pressure goes up. I talked to a lady yesterday. She can't figure out why her blood pressures went up. So I played medical intuitive. I played psychic Ben. I said, I see there's lots of stress in your life. How did you know? I see that you're not giving yourself love. How did you know? I don't. Well, because your blood pressure's up. If your blood pressure's up, your body's in duress. If your body is in duress, there's some stressors going on in your life. It could be physiologic stressors, but some kind of stressors. Usually it involves self-care and self-love. Oh, I don't. This is what she says to me. I don't have time to sit and deep breathe. I've got things. I've got my grandchildren, and I can't sit on the couch. Well, if you're not giving yourself self-love and self-care, what's that saying? How many of us have high blood pressure and we'll go to the doctor and get a beta blocker to poison our heart, but we won't spend 10 minutes to give ourselves some self-care and self-love and self-attention as something as simple as 10 minutes of deep breathing. I am Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back
after
this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. Enzymes with fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Hi, I am Pharmacist Ben. Got Wendy Coulter coming up at the bottom of the hour. Medical Intuitive. She does a training for wellness professionals, intuitive development for wellness professionals. Imagine the possibilities of being able to intuitively pinpoint the root causes of illness, imbalance, and disease. Now, she says intuition. I think intuition is just knowing what to look for. We'll talk to Wendy about that. She may have a different take, but the way I think about it is you become intuitive when you see subtle details that are so subtle you're not consciously aware of those subtle details. In other words, the subtle details, the subtle signs of certain things are coming to you subconsciously. You're not aware that they're happening. There's a whole world that we operate from, unfortunately, that we're not aware of. We operate we're motivated to behave in certain ways, to act in certain ways. We operate from certain places that we're not aware of. That's your subconscious and your unconscious, for better or worse. It gives us a certain intuition. We know who to speak to on the bus. We know who to avoid. We know what job to take. In fact, medical intuition, I should say, can help you do everything if you listen to that intuition. But on the other hand, we operate from an unconscious and subconscious place in a negative way. Our addictions, for example, are a classic example of operating, making buying decisions, making behavioral decisions, deciding to take actions from an unconscious place. The more conscious you are of the decision-making process, the more aware you are, the more powerful you become. So if you're a medical intuitive, but you know what you're looking at and looking for, you're much more powerful than if you just subtly get the sense of what people, in a subconscious way, of what people may be suffering from. Perhaps how they're standing, perhaps what their eyes are like, perhaps their breath, perhaps their smell. Not, I mean that in a bad way, but whatever kind of scent they have. All kinds of things. Perhaps their words, how they're talking. All of these can give certain clues. Their hair. I always look at the hair. I always look at the nails. I look at the skin. I don't look at the skin for wrinkles. I look at the skin for health. The health of the skin is a major indicator. That's why the skin is so darn fascinating. It's a major indicator of what's going on in the body. And if you speak skin, you could be a miracle worker. If you speak skin, you can figure out what's happening inside the body. You can correct it. And you can help people become more beautiful. I started my whole business based on that idea. That's what the truth is all about. Speaking skin and providing answers and providing solutions. If you speak skin, you can do all kinds of things for the skin with skincare products and all kinds of things to reverse skin disease. And if you speak body, you can do the same thing. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. And we're teaching you how to speak body here, by the way. That's what this program is about. If you like this program, and I know a lot of you guys listen to all the archives and listen over and over, and you enjoy the program, it's because we're teaching you how to speak body. How to speak symptom, or how to understand symptom, to use the signals the body is sending through symptoms as a language to communicate what's happening in the body. And when you can do that really well, then you become a master healer. And there's, you know, that's what we're teaching you how to do, and there's lots of people who know how to do that. All right, I'm going to do one story, and then we'll get your calls here. 844-236-6010 is our number. This is from MedPage today. Little evidence for CVD, cardiovascular disease, mortality benefits with most supplements or diets. So they do this study, they call it a meta study, which is a study of studies. They take all these studies and they analyze the data, they run it through their statistical analysis, whatever that is, and they discover that omega-3 fatty acids aren't really, they're low certainty, they call it low certainty evidence. That is evidence of poor quality that omega-3s are good, will reduce your risk for myocardial infarction, a heart attack. Low evidence certainty, folic acid with impact on stroke. Moderate certainty evidence, calcium plus vitamin D, increased the risk of stroke, more strokes when you took calcium and vitamin D. These are studies, this is stupidity of the highest degree. It means nothing. It's nonsense. Nobody said you take omega-3 fatty acids and boom, you don't get a heart attack. That's not right. Omega-3 fatty acids are important for your heart. But that doesn't mean that you take omega-3 fatty acids and you could smoke and you could drink and you could eat sugar and you could do all the sit on your butt all day and you're not going to have a heart attack. These are just ways of disenfranchising, of marginalizing relevance of supplements for health. Supplements supplement. That's what they do. They supplement. If you have a supplemental income, you don't live on that. It supplements your income. Nobody lives on their supplemental income. A supplemental income is a supplemental income. It helps you. It supports you. It fills in the gaps. That's what supplements do. They help you. They support you. They fill in the gaps. And unfortunately, in our world today, we got lots of gaps from the soil on upwards. And you're crazy if you're not supplementing. And anybody who tells you that there's very little evidence that omega, that diet and supplements help, is speaking gibberish. It flies in the face of common sense. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to my friend Barry. What do you got that's exciting for us and interesting, Barry? I know you're going to tell me, ask me something interesting.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I want to ask you, I think in the past I have asked you about this, but I was just recently looking again at Dr. Otto Warburg.
Love Dr. Otto Warburg. Let me just say real quick for the listeners, Nobel Prize winner, who was the guy who came up with the Warburg, among other things, the Warburg theory of cancer, which is dead spot on, that says, and I've been talking about it for years, that says it's an oxygen issue. I say it's a duress issue, but one of the markers of duress is low oxygen. Go ahead, Barry.
Okay, yeah, well, that's what I kind of wanted to add to you. You sound like you kind of already answered it, because some people claim that this man found a cure for cancer, and then I go to other websites, and they don't, you know, it's really the case.
He got down to the quantum level, Barry. You know how we're always getting down to the quantum level, you and I, and sometimes I do a little bit too much on this program, maybe? But he got down to the quantum level. At the quantum level, there is no dispute about what he's saying. It's so accurate that he won the Nobel Prize for it. So there's no disputing what he's saying at the quantum level. Once you start going upwards from the quantum level, which is the foundational level, the fundamental level, obviously, that we know of, there's probably more fundamental levels, but that's the fundamental level we know of. It's the quantum level. Once you get higher, once you get more more abstracted, I guess you would say, as you get higher, or less abstracted, more solidified, then you have people saying, oh, well, smoking causes cancer. Oh, well, this preservative causes cancer. Oh, well, I heard that this causes cancer and that causes cancer, blah, blah, blah. Beyond tangy tangerine causes cancer. You have all kinds of idiocy as you start getting higher, and the higher you go, the more idiotic things you hear. So at the foundational level, nobody disputes that a cancer cell is handling its energy in a fashion that's differently than a non-cancerous cell. This is the quintessential distinguishing feature between a cancer cell and a non-cancerous cell, is how it handles energy. Once it's no longer able to do its business through oxygen, it switches into what's called glycolysis, which is a very inefficient form of getting energy. It gets energy from sugar rather than from oxygen. We want to get energy from oxygen, ideally, because it's more efficient. There's more energy that's produced per molecule of oxygen than per molecule of sugar. Does that make sense? It's a much more efficient way of handling your... That's what makes human cells so active and productive. Glycolysis, or sugar burning, is a bacterial feature. And so we become, in essence, more like bacteria. Cancer cell becomes more bacterial. Barry, I'm out of time, buddy. And we have a guest at the bottom of the hour. Appreciate it. Thanks for your call. I'm sorry if I left you on hold. We got Wendy Coulter coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing her list of House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, a trial now expected to begin on Tuesday. The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler saying at the briefing where the managers were announced,
because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
President Trump will be signing the first phase of a new China trade deal shortly, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You can purchase Longevity products off our websites, and also we've got news stories and blog posts and lots of videos. Just did another one. I also have my Moment of Truth videos that are all up at criticalhealthnews.com blog. Lots of good health information, lots of blog posts up as well. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products. Everything your skin needs, nothing it doesn't. No preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone oil. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right. right. I am very excited to have our next guest on. She is a medical intuitive, and as you guys know, I am fond of both medicine and intuition. So anytime somebody tells me they're a medical intuitive, it gets my attention. Medical intuition doesn't have to be woo-woo. There's a lot of science behind it, and I'm very excited to talk to our guest. Her website is thepracticalpath.com. Please welcome to the bright side, Wendy Coulter. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Ben. Thank you for having me on.
It's so nice to talk to you. I'm very excited to talk to you, actually. So let's just dive right into it. You're a medical intuitive. What the heck does that mean?
A medical intuitive is a trained intuitive who views the body, physical body, and the human biofield. And the human biofield is an electromagnetic field surrounding the body and permeating the body. And people commonly refer to it as the aura or auric field and the chakra system. But as I said, a trained medical intuitive is also trained to view the interior of the body, all the body systems as well.
Okay, so now hang on, because that's really cool to me, the biofield. Believe it or not, I'm a pharmacist, as you probably know, and I talk a lot about medicine and science, but I also talk a lot about the biofield. And the biofield is not woo-woo, airy-fairy, hippy-dippy, any of that stuff. It's electrical energy that comes off of the body. There's a guy named Harry Oldfield. Have you ever heard of him? Harry Oldfield?
I have not. No,
okay,
but
you
I will
need
look
to read,
him up.
You absolutely have to. He's got pictures of the biofield, of not just people. He has a camera that he takes pictures of it, not just people, but of rocks and of other of plants. And this biofield is so beautiful and so amazing. And it's literal pictures, and it's all scientifically peer-reviewed and verified. So, yeah, check out Harry Oldfield. Everybody out there should be checking Harry Oldfield. So you can tell a lot by this field because it's a reaction or a response or a mirror of what's happening inside the body, of how the body's working, correct?
Yes, that is correct. And, there's a lot, as you mentioned, which is really a thrilling time we're living in, because there's a lot of science and detection and, ways to measure the biofield. And it's fascinating work. And that's one part of what a medical intuitive does. And the other part is actually the physical workings and systems of the body. Mm. There's another piece of it too, Ben, and that is the life history of someone, why they an issue manifested. And that is a bit of detective work, going into the physical body systems and then into the life history. Now, medical intuitives don't work with a client's reactions or a client's responses. We work with just what's there. So we don't even need the client to tell us. In fact, it's better if they don't. So that we can take a look and see without any bias or preconceived information. And it's fascinating.
Now, let me ask you something. So we said the biofield is like a mirror of what's happening in the body metabolically or perhaps structurally.
Mm-hmm.
But the life history is also a mirror, or the symptoms are also mirrors of what's going on in the life history, so that you can actually do a life – you can actually assess what's happening in the body by doing a life history, correct?
That is absolutely correct. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So in other words, and some, this might be a little confusing for some of your listeners, I don't do an intake with clients. I don't ask them their life history, and none of my students or graduates do either. What we do is we use our intuitive medical intuition, which is a very specific skill, to intuitively view both the biofield and the physical body and the life history. So it's like looking at an MRI, a functional MRI. When we look at the body, we're looking at all the systems and the workings, and then we're like watching a little movie of someone's life experience in relation to that issue.
Okay,
and
do you use...
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I know you go
no,
ahead.
No, please.
Do you use normal... I have so many questions I want to ask you. Do you ever use normal diagnostics like blood pressure or blood urea nitrogen?
No.
Or, yeah, you do use those. You look at charts and that kind of thing?
No, we don't.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the answer to your question. I teach doctors, nurses... allied healthcare, mental healthcare, people who work with biofield energy therapies. I teach a wide range of people. And some of those wellness practitioners have license to diagnose. And they may have a patient's chart. They may have a history. But for the skill of medical intuition, you do not need any of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the intuitive process, is to discern intuitively, and there's a skill about that. It's a very specific skill.
So you're not going to say
what the body is saying. Or
you're not going to say, oh, you have fatty liver disease. You'll say, your liver seems to be active here. or there's something seems to be going on in this area kind of thing.
Well, I can be specific, but I cannot diagnose.
Right, I totally get that.
I'm not licensed. Some of my students are, and they're welcome to do that. But if a student is not licensed, then we have to follow what allied healthcare professionals who are not licensed follow, same similar guidelines. We can observe and we can assess and evaluate, but we can't diagnose, and that's part of legal scope of practice and ethics.
Hey, I know all that. I'm a pharmacist. I totally understand what you're saying.
You do.
But you know what? Here's the thing, Wendy. You don't need diagnosis is baloney. You don't need diagnosis if you just want to heal. You don't need to know the specifics, the specific nomenclature of how the body is breaking down. It's all taxonomy and classification. That's not relevant if you want to heal. That's silly. That's medical silliness, the way I look at it. I say that. We talk about that all the time. We talk about it all the time, that your diagnosis doesn't matter if you want to heal. That's just to code you in the computer. And so you can have a magical protocol from the book, and the doctor can pull the book out and look at the protocol. That's not about healing. Healing is lifestyle, and these are foundational principles of what we talk about. That's why, you know, we're on the same page here. So let me ask you something here, Wendy. What are the big things that you see, and not necessarily diagnosis, but health challenges that you see?
Oh, well, yes. Well, across the board, pretty much everyone suffers from various kinds of stress. Mm. And, you know, emotional stress, anxiety, physical stress, you name it. This is a very stressed out world.
And that's right.
What's the interesting thing about stress is that it manifests in a hundred different ways. And very often people are showing, you know, are having symptoms that at the root cause, there's some kind of emotional impact in their life history or in their current life that is causing their body to be reactive in a certain way. And it's fascinating to look at, because one of my principles, Ben, is that everyone is unique. I don't look through a lens of, in any way, and I teach my students not to as well. And what that means, and it goes back to a little bit of what you were talking about earlier about diagnosis, that comes from a body of knowledge that has a very very strong bias to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
even in the language,
yes. And so what a medical intuitive has to do is come to every session with every client or patient with zero bias. Mm. And for many people in the healthcare field, it's a bit of unlearning.
Because we
want to just ask the body for information and get the information from the physical body and the biofield.
Hey, Wendy, we got to take a commercial break, so hold on to that thought. Would you say intuition in general requires a blank slate?
It does.
Right? So we'll come back. We got to take a commercial, Wendy. We'll come back and finish that thought up. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with Wendy Coulter right after this.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD. Plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to medical intuitive Wendy Coulter about the ins and outs of medical intuition. You also have a program you're promoting, right, Wendy, before we get into what we were talking about before we went to break?
Sure, yes, absolutely.
Give yourself a plug here. Give yourself a plug and tell people how they can get a hold of you if they want to participate in the program.
I will. So the program is called the Medical Intuitive Training, and it's a nine-month program designed for wellness professionals of all kinds. So you can be certified, you can be licensed. Go to the website, check it out. I teach it twice a year in March and in September. I also have a six-hour workshop, a short workshop, that's open for everyone, and it's called Medical Intuition for Healing. It's a way to learn mind-body skills in visualization, intuition, so that you can develop a conversation with your own body for healing
awesome.
And health and wellness. And it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
You learn a lot, and people really love it.
I love what you just said about conversation, because before you came on, and we talk about this a lot, but before you came on, we're talking about speaking, listening to the body, speaking the language of the body. Speaking. I'm in the skin business, and you may know this, and I always tell people the skin talks to you. And it's true about the whole body. The body talks to you. You got to kind of learn its language, right? I mean, what we call symptoms is really the language of the body.
Yes, the body speaks very, very specifically.
Yeah.
And this is what medical intuitives are trained to do. The way I train people is to have that conversation with someone's liver or kidney or entire body system or chakra, you know, whatever that is. And there's so much information to be gained and learned from just having that conversation with the body. And people don't realize that they actually have that It's really an open door, but we're never taught to do that.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Do you think we're having conversations with our body in a negative way? Like people look at their skin and they go, "Oh crap," or their belly hurts and they go, "Oh shoot, I wonder what that is," or you know, they have some kind of ache or pain. It's like we only listen to the body when it hurts or when there's something wrong.
Yes, that's true. And here's the thing: our bodies have their own consciousness. And I know that might sound pretty way out there, but it's really true. Our bodies hold on to and retain information. And the job of the medical intuitive is to have that discussion with the client's or patient's body to find out what it wants you to know. And the information is so powerful, it can really bring awareness that you might not have had before.
Did you ever hear people crying on the massage table? They get on the massage table and the massage therapist will work a certain area in their body. And that's the memory you're talking about, the emotional memory that's stored in the connective tissue. It's like all of that is stored in our body. And when you say our body has a consciousness, it does sound a little woo-woo, but everything has a certain consciousness, right? I mean, organs have consciousness and plants have consciousness and cells have consciousness.
Yes, in my experience as a medical intuitive, my job is to dialogue essentially with someone's physical body, their biofield, all of their information, so that they get awareness in terms of what the body wants. And it's fascinating. It's fascinating to hear this because what it does for the patient or client is it brings all of this awareness. What you were talking about crying on the massage table, this is actually well documented in body work, that people store heavy emotion, strong emotion, in different organs and different areas of their bodies. Well, from the body worker side, their job is to kind of, you know, activate it, break it up so it can come to the surface. From a medical intuitive perspective, it's to find out what the information is. What happened in someone's life experience? Where is the body holding it? How are they holding it? And can they release it?
Every
healer knows, there's so much to talk about. Every healer knows that when you do a healing on someone, even every doctor knows, a patient or client can come back again and again with the same issue. Those are called chronic issues. And medical intuition is brilliant with this because it helps find out where the resistance is, what happened, what is going on, what is the information that the body wants and needs to move something perhaps from a chronic issue to something that can actually heal, or to get the information, where's the resistance?
Because from a macro perspective, our medical strategies are basically to drug the system. But from a micro perspective, we're drugging the body. We're drugging the liver. We're telling the liver cells, shut up. We don't want to hear from you. Go to sleep. Or we take it out.
Yeah.
We extract it totally. Or we radiate it. Or we x-ray it. Or we do some kind of damage. That seems to be our strategies rather than this kind. And the way you're talking about seems much more kind and gentle and more in tune with how you want to handle a human being the way we do it is to shut everything up and to cut it out and to extract it and do these horrible, horrible things to it. It's like cutting your baby's tongue out if he cries.
Well, this is a big conversation about how different kinds of medicine approach the body. And medical intuition, this is the wonderful thing about medical intuition, is it helps people understand what their body is trying to tell them. And then they have more option and choice in terms of how they want to move forward with the healing process. And, you know, if a surgery is what's going to help, then a surgery is what's going to help. But wouldn't you like to know what your body wants you to know about it?
Yeah, option, you said, I think that's a great word, option and choice. We go into our healing ritual, if you will. It's kind of like a ritual. You go to the doctor and do whatever you do there. We go into our healing ritual thinking that this, with blinders on, like this is the way to do it. This is the only way to do it. And what you're saying is, and what we talk about in this program every day, actually, is that there are choices and there's options, but it requires understanding certain things, like how your body's put together, what your body's complaining about, what the cause is. So somebody comes into your office, I imagine you have an office, right? And somebody comes into your office and you read them, right? You do whatever you do and you read them. What do you do when you find something?
Yes. Now, let me just back up a minute. I do all of my work by phone remotely.
Okay.
And this is a wonderful remote skill. So for those people who are curious about that, it also works that way. You can have people come into your office as well. So what happens is the dialogue, do we have time for a case report?
We got about 3 minutes.
Oh, it'll probably take me a little longer than that. So I'll give you an overview.
Yeah.
And that is, if someone presents with an issue, my job is to look at the physiology of what's happening intuitively using visual intuition. So I'm looking at the workings of the body. I'm looking at the related systems because we're not just one thing.
Through the phone. You're doing this through the phone.
The phone is definitely connected to all the other bones.
But you're doing all this through the phone. So, you're doing this through the phone, remote viewing through the phone?
It's exactly that kind of skill, correct?
Okay.
And so what I'm looking at is all, I'm looking at all that. Now, the next thing I look at is, and it's a dialogue with the body. What is it this body part wants? What is it asking for? How is it acting or reacting with the rest of the body? And then I'm going to look and see where this issue began. And it could have begun in early life. Maybe it happened, you know, some years ago. Maybe it was yesterday. But whatever it is, the premise is there's always a root cause, and the root cause comes from some kind of emotional impact, like a trauma or something along those lines. And it's fascinating to look at that because there is a correlation there, and my job is to ask the body and the energy field where that information is. The aha moments that come out of this for people is extraordinary. And what I'd like to talk about in our last couple of minutes is the research we've done on this.
Okay.
We did a pilot study in medical intuition, and we found with our certified graduates who had been studying in my program for less than a year, 94% accuracy with location and evaluation of a primary healthcare issue. Now, remember, these are blinded sessions. We don't know in advance what the client or patient has. 94% accuracy in that. We found 98% accuracy in life experience. People corroborated what the medical intuitive saw. Now, one of the other statistics is for those people who were surveyed in this pilot study, for those who had a known medical diagnosis, the medical intuitive got a 94% accuracy in consistency with that diagnosis. Now, this is the first time medical intuition has been actually tested on this level, and we were thrilled with our results. There are more results besides, and you can go on the website and look at them at thepracticalpath.com. But what this data has given us is an opportunity to do gold standard study. Right now we're discussing this option with the University of San Diego School of Medicine. They're excited about this, and they want to be part of this new research. So there's this wide open field for people to learn medical intuition, apply it in their practices, and help their patients and clients heal from a much more holistic point of view.
I love it. We're out of time. Give the listeners some mechanism for getting a hold of you. PracticalPath.com is your website. How else?
At thepracticalpath.com, and all the information is there. You can contact me through the contact form. You can call me about sessions, we have free student sessions as well. There's a lot of good information on the website, thepracticalpath.com.
Thepracticalpath.com. Thank you so much, Wendy, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. That's Wendy Coulter, Medical Intuitive. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.